Proclamation number 7817 of 5th of February, 1961. Love for God must be demonstrated. Whatever you do to the least of my brothers, you have done to me. And thus every act of neighborly love is valued by me as if you had done love to me myself, and I reciprocate this love all thousandfold, for my love for you is boundless and wants to give itself away. And therefore you can gather immense wealth for yourselves through works of unselfish neighborly love, but the words "I love God" will never suffice for me, for they have to be proven through works. Now you can love your neighbor spiritually and earthly, for he will always need spiritual and earthly help. Earthly hardship need not always be obvious to you. Spiritual hardship, however, exists as soon as the fellow human being does not believe in me, as soon as he does not recognize his earthly task, as soon as he has only directed his thoughts worldly. And this spiritual hardship is far greater than the earthly hardship, and then you should help him, you should give him what he needs, you should try to persuade him to believe in me, you should preach to him about my love, about my everlasting endeavor to win back my children who still belong to my adversary, which is proven by their unbelief in me. And then you will truly do works of neighborly love for which I want to bless you. What you do to the least of my brothers you have done to me. You should take care of his soul's well-being because he, too, is my living creation which I want to win as a child. And therefore you shall always proclaim my teaching of love, you shall speak to all who do not yet know me, you shall bring my word to them. You shall give me the opportunity to address them through you, for they are truly in spiritual distress as long as they are not fed with the bread of heaven, as long as they are not given the water of life so that they can refresh themselves and strengthen themselves for their pilgrimage. Give them a drink of fresh water, physically and spiritually, and you will truly be rewarded for this service of love. Because your neighbor suffers hardship, but you can remedy this hardship and satisfy the hunger and thirst. Earthly, your neighbor will not always need you, but spiritually he will always be in need, for the flock of my own is small and shall still be increased before the end. And I alone know the hardship people are in and that they still have to be helped if I don't want them to get lost. And you shall give them this help because you have the opportunity to address them in my name and because I cannot work on them in an unusual way. Therefore always remember that you work on my behalf when you convey my word into the world, when you thereby help those who are in spiritual hardship, who have not yet found the path to me, who are truly poor and need to be fed and watered. Always remember that you are giving them the right nourishment for their souls in my stead and that these are services of love which the neighbor needs if he, too, is to fulfill his earthly task of which he is not yet fully aware. And believe that you thereby prove your love for me, which will truly be rewarded to you as I have promised you. Think of your neighbor and his spiritual hardship and then you will also find the right path to his heart, you will be able to recite my word to him, you will be able to point out to him the unusual grace in which you yourselves stand, that you are taught by me directly, and you will cause him to think about himself and his earthly task. And then you will have already rendered him a service which will not remain without success. For there is great hardship amongst people and everything shall still be done to help them before the end comes. For I want to win every soul for myself so that it will be released from my adversary and reach its aim on earth. Amen.